Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Right, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, for the first hour, we had to give in to GCIS. And thank you so much for holding through. My name is Ray. This is Wednesday Live. And because we just have an hour, we will just launch our topic. I have my guests on the line. Muruti Karabo Mraka and Pastor Samuel Kabamba. Muruti Karabo Mraka, greetings to you, sir. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, my brother. Yeah, and greetings to my brother Sam, as well as all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. And thanks for welcoming us to the show, my brother.
I trust you well, sir.
Very well. In the grace and the mercy, as well as the peace of our Lord Yeshua, Messiah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Sam, greetings to you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I greet you in the mighty name of the Lord, our Master, Jesus Christ. And I greet Muruti Muraka. And thank you very much for having us again tonight. May the Almighty be with us and guide us during this moment.
All right. And tonight we are talking about a false doctrine. A false doctrine, what it is even all about. A false doctrine, what it is even all about. We are touching base on that. And which one can be identified today in our contemporaries as false doctrines, you know? Which ones can be spoken of as false doctrines? One needs to know this, what it is even all about. And the word says quite a lot with regards to this. So tonight we are just going to lay a foundation on it as to what a false doctrine is all about. And how do you detect it? What does the word of the Father say? And today, much of the most popular sermons and seminaries, are they moving on the notion and pretext of the false doctrine, or they are the truth? Much of them, you know, people have come and gone, and people have taken the airwaves and they've gone. People have come in and people followed them and they went. Isn't this a manifestation of a false doctrine of a sort? So, we are looking into that as to what it is even all about. Psalm 78 verses 36 speaks of it as a flattery of the mouth. It says, nevertheless, they flattered him with their mouth and they lied to him with their tongue. It's a doctrine of lies towards the Father. A doctrine of flattery towards the Father. Yes, towards the Father. Each and every time things are done in his name, they are done towards him. And it is described as a flattery. And also described as the lie of the tongue. I don't know if we when you look into the internet these days, you'll be shocked, man. And I'm not talking about scandals, man. I'm not into that. I'm not into personal lives of people. I'm into the notion of the truth and how far we have gone to compromise it. How far we have gone to compromise the truth. I'm talking about that. Now, false doctrine or a false religion or a false profession. Proverbs 26 verses 23 says, fervent lips with a wicked heart are like earthenware covered with silver dross. Some form of pretense. Where ministries, when you look at them outside, they look like it's a ministry of the Father, but hey, dilotse ilalanga muhari are not according to the word. Isaiah 58 verses 4 says, okay, let me start with 48 verses 1. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Yasharal, and have come forth from the wellsprings of Judah, who swear by the name of the Elohim, and make mention of Yahuwah, of Israel, but not in truth and in righteousness. False doctrines are in mentioning of our Father, our living Father, Yahuwah, the swearing also in his name, and also, but these are not in truth and in righteousness. A false doctrine is such. Then Isaiah 58:4, it says, indeed, you fast for strife and debate, and to strive with a feast of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day, to make your voice heard on high. False doctrine, always about competitions. If you want to see false doctrine, see how competition has become rife amongst those who say we are believers. Churches competing one against the other, and pastors downplaying each other, competing one against the other. On Facebook, noch all. Facebook is like a taxi rank, man. It's dirty. Jeremiah 5 verses 2, though they say, as the Elohim lives, they swear falsely. They do undertakings in the name of the Elohim, but not in the true sense of allegiance to him. And that is what we see. We are just introducing the topic. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. If you send WhatsApps, just tell us about what a false doctrine is, what you have seen with regards to a false doctrine, what you have experienced. Send the WhatsApps, because we only have 45 minutes. So just as many as you can, as early as you can, as the Father leads you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, we are just introducing, and so we won't be long, and when you send your WhatsApp, just send us many instead of sending one long one, because there's no time. And we are talking about false doctrines. What are they all about? Some of the things that you saw. And I was able to point out some of the things that I see. And these are in the Word. I don't want to point out from my own experience and philosophy. But getting into the Word then will beef up my experience with regards to this. Now, let me start with you, Muruti Mraka. When we talk of the notion of false doctrines, false beliefs, false profession, false religion, what are we implying, sir?
Thank you, my brother. When we define doctrine, it's actually a body of instruction, a body of what is authoritatively taught, that which is untrue, unreal, and not factual is a false doctrine. And it may be based also on a fallacy. What is a fallacy? A fallacy is a mistaken belief or a faulty or misleading reasoning. You made already examples there where people are lying in their mouths to the Lord, where he says they've got lying tongues, they are treacherous and so forth. What is being taught, and as as authoritative, basically. And one has always said, the lesson we get in life is that for us to know what is false, we actually have to first know what is true. For instance, when they teach people to identify false notes, currency, they are taught to know the true currency notes so well that blindfolded, they can handle it and tell you whether it is true or false, because they start first with the true one so that they know the true one and they can see the departure, or they can perceive the departure when they know what is true. So the true doctrine without fail, without controversy, is the Torah of Yudeh Vavih. When we go to the Torah, what he gave as Torah, we learn what is his doctrine, what is he authoritatively teaching his people. In the giving of the Torah, there is a certain statement which he keeps on repeating, and that statement is, do this, for I am Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, your God. Or you would say, do not do such and such, because I am Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, your God. Basically, he's the authority who's saying, this is how we ought to live. He gives us a body of teaching of how we ought to live. But as we know, historically, even from the Bible, from the scriptures, this doctrine he gave to the sons of Israel under the authority of Moses. And if we read the what people call the Old Testament writings, which I prefer to say aged covenant writings, we see the Torah, the law, that is a body of the doctrine. And then we also see the writings of the prophet. That is all those, when you opened, you read from Prophet Isaiah. Now, when we look at what were they saying, what were they sent to do, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh speaks about them and say, my bond servant, the prophets which I sent to you early, when he finds fault with the sons of Israel, saying, you despise them, you didn't listen to them, my bond servants which I raised and sent to you early. What was he sending them early for? He was sending them early to the sons of Israel to point them to their departure from the true doctrine, that they have now fallen into false doctrine. What you were quoting, your very first quotation from Psalm 78, it tells us what were they doing in terms of producing now a false doctrine. And then we also find what we call the writings, the books like Proverbs, you quoted from Proverbs, Psalms, which you did quote from, Song of Songs, Ecclesiastes, and so forth. Books like Ruth, Job, and all. Now, if one looks at those books, they have to do with the poetic appreciation and application of the doctrine, which is the Torah. It's either a book speaks on how that was applied or misapplied, for that matter, or it is the writer appreciating in a poetic way the very Torah of God. So the Torah of God is the true doctrine. Departure from the Torah of God is false doctrine. Now, let's come to the Messiah. How does he link? The Torah and the prophets pointed to the Messiah as the one who would actually give the true doctrine out of Zion. And I'm going to read quickly Isaiah chapter 2. Am I still audible, my brother?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Isaiah chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 1, which says, the word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of Judah's house shall be established in the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come you, and let us go up to the mountain of Judah, to the house of El Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the Torah, and the word of Judah from Jerusalem. Now,
all right.
This was pointing to the Messiah in the latter
days. Okay.
That the true doctrine would come through him.
Right.
What am I saying there? Mm. What is a false doctrine? Anything that is contrary to what the Messiah has taught, if we teach anything contrary to what the Messiah taught, it is false doctrine.
I hear you quite well. Sorry for Jaha Muruti, because we have only 45 minutes. I just want us to just do introductions. I'll give you enough time next week. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And you can give us a chat, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And the WhatsApp, also the voice note, it's 0826572729. Let's hear what you make of this.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
All right, I'm looking at Ezekiel 33, verse 31 and 32 says, so they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth, they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. Indeed, you are to them as a lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them. A false doctrine is noted by that. There's so much rhetoric and no action at all. In other words, that which Barry White said, practice what you preach, is something that you don't find in false doctrines. It's just rhetorics, emotionalism, churchism, songs, scriptures, quotations and stuff. But there is no essential following with their hearts. That which the Father says, even if they preach in that manner, even if they stay in those teachings, they negate a fellowship with the Father, denying through the true divinity of Yahuwah. Pastor Sam, what comes to mind?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. And so very interesting to learn about this topic. False doctrine. I know that Muruti Muraka mentioned quite a lot of things, and your introduction was just so great and so important for us. As Muruti Muraka said, if you want to talk about false, you must come first to understand what is the sound doctrine, what is the real doctrine. Because at the end of the day, whatever we see nowadays is we have the difficulties of even coming to the place of telling people that this is false and this is right, because somehow everyone will go out there and will speak on using the name of Jesus, will speak reading the Bible. And then if somebody used the Bible, reading the Bible and explaining whatever is in the Bible in his own way, we have a tendency of accepting that, because we say, hey, he's reading the Bible, he's mentioning Jesus. Why are we going to say this is not, I mean, the word? But then when you come now to differentiating those two, it will require us to understand what is sound doctrine, and that from there, then we will know that whatsoever that comes that do not follow or do not respect whatsoever sound doctrine is, that we will come up with that understanding of knowing that this is not of the Father. Mm. Now, as I was saying already, that you see that everyone will come out there and say, me, I know what I'm teaching is what is true. This other one will come and say, I know what I'm teaching what is true. Now, there's that confusion and that fight, that conflict that come with ideas. You know, I was listening to someone who said something. He said that we were just talking, and he told me that we can have different interpretation of the word of the word of God or the Bible, because each one can preach as he understand it. And I told him, man of God, that is a big mistake, because that word must give us one meaning and one understanding. When each one starts understanding it in his own way, that's where we have all this proliferation of, I mean, of all these denominations that are we seeing in this world. Because everyone says, this is the way I understand it. This other one will say, this is the way I understand it. And at the end of the day, who's speaking the truth and who's lying? Then when you go back to the word, the word interprets itself, because it is the light. The light cannot be shining on these people in a certain way and shine on these other people in another way. The light will remain the light, and it will shine the same way. Now, when you start now saying, no, in us, I mean, it shined, it was not too much. In this other one, you know, it was a bit 20%. This other one says it was 75%. Then it's no longer the light. It becomes something else. Now, when you talk about false doctrine, first of all, it's something that has nothing to do with the Messiah. It does not speak anything about the Messiah. That first thing, if you have to look at it straight away, whatever that contradicts is coming on the planet Earth as a human. He came as a human being and he died. And after dying, he rose back to life and he was taken. If there's that kind of a teaching that comes to us already, we know that this is not of the Father. If somebody can deny that the Messiah never come physically, already we know that it's not of the Father. That's a very clear way of saying it. There's another way of finding it. Whenever there is what you call half-truth, because there's a problem today of half-truth. I mean, you see a lot of half-truth going on into our churches, whereby you bring something that is not totally the truth. It's a bit half of it. And then when you bring it, it sounds good to the people's ears, but as long as it is half-truth, it's not the truth. Anything that is not the truth is not the sound doctrine. It's outside of the sound doctrine. There's no way of keeping it as if, you know, at least we understand this way. No. That's why it is required, especially for teachers of the word of the word, we need to really study the word in order to bring the fullness of the word, not half of it, not something that we came up with, you know, that's the way I was revealed, or that's the way I understand it, that's the way I understood it. You know, when you bring something like that, we are confusing the people. That's why today we're having people who are coming back and say, what I said 10 years ago was not true. Then you have led people in a false doctrine, because doctrine has everything to do with teachings. Now, if you've taught them for years with the wrong thing, and today you come and correct it. Now imagine how many people have fallen into that teaching, and how many people are going to pay the price, or they've paid the price already with that wrong teaching. That's why it's so very important. And I will go a bit further by saying, James said it is important, and I'm just paraphrasing, that we may not have a lot of teachers. Because when you have a lot of teachers, that's where the problem comes, because everyone will say, I learned it. Now, I will end by saying this man of God that I was speaking with, he said something that made me, again, a bit, it disturbed a bit my mind. He says that we are coming from different schools. Because you are coming from different schools, then we understand the word of God in different ways. Then you cannot come and try to correct what I've understood. I said, that's a big mistake. I'm not trying to correct what you've understood, and you are not here to correct what I've understood. We are here to speak about the true doctrine, the undiluted word, the word that is true. That's the word that you have to follow. We forget about wherever school you're coming from, but we are following what the word of God says. It is important for teachers to go into, systematic kind of teaching, to meditate the word of God, so that at the end of the day, at the end of the day, they may be capable of producing anything that sounds true. And I'll end by saying, as the Bible tells us, I think Muruti Muraka, or even Muruti Ray, you mentioned that. We have people who show, as the Bible speaks in the book of 2 Timothy 3, it said they will show a kind of appearance of piety. They will look like they are pure, but in essence, they are not. Mm. They'll come to you as a sheep, but while they are wolves. Now, whenever they pass, you will greet them, you respect them, but in essence, whatever they are pursuing is not the practicality of the word. They don't practice the word. They just, say, you practice it, but us, we're not going to practice it somehow. If you want, you can do it. If you don't want, that's your problem. And that way, we are standing up, kind of finding out whatever that comes our way that is half-truth, whatever comes our way that it does not reflect whatever the master has taught us, is completely out, and we'll call it falsehood.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, Robertson from Thorngrove, Blackberry, says, evening, sir, please repeat the verse, Hezekiah. From Mrs. Robertson, which one from Ezekiel? Oh, Ezekiel. It's Ezekiel. Not Hezekiah. It's Ezekiel. That is chapter 33, verses 31 to 32. Mrs. Robertson, it's Ezekiel. Sorry if you heard Hezekiah. It's Ezekiel. Chapter 33, verses 31 to 32. That is what it is. Thank you so much for that.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Pastor Bonnie Wendiki.
Shalom, 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 my brethren.
Shalom.
Radio Pulpit. O siya bulela nge sistishi. Istishi esisincedayo. Isitishi esisakhayo.
Glory to the Most High.
Ngoba kaloku inkqubo zenu zisivula amehlo. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokuyi-understand ukuba ngabe iparoli even nam ndingumakhelwane. Xa ndibona uba akusahambi kakuhle ndingakhwaza ukuba ngaba heyi nanku umntu wethu. Besonwabile okanye besisothukile nathi singaze. Kodwa ngoku simbone senza izinto ezingakwaziyo ke ukuba mazenzeke. Siyabonga kakhulu. I'm so concerned about the... I'm not sure if it was the caller or it was a voice note, as I'm doing the voice note. I think he is not a Radio Pulpit listener. If he was the Radio Pulpit listener, he could have not put it the way I began a corner to say.
Let me just correct you there, Pastor Bonnie Wendiki. I think you have sent your WhatsApp. That show is actually a GCSI show. It is a government show. So, I see. I've sent it on the wrong slot. I'm sorry about that. I have to cut it there. All right, we taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, Corey Alliston says, Pastor, may I ask, is it the same like some Christian people say Saturday is now Sunday? They can prove it? I don't know, man. I know. They can prove it. How so? But I see where you're going. I want to focus on the introduction of our topic. But I hear you quite clearly. Pastor Ndigi, I see, yes. Shalom, my Pastor Ray, that was not for your program. Yes, ma'am. And of course, also, with regards to addressing the guy who was talking and complaining about language, he was not complaining on Radio Pulpit. He was complaining on GCIS. And Radio Pulpit was broadcasting that program. All right. Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And talk to us directly there. We are touching base on this, the issue of false doctrines today. Murutmuraka, let me bring this to you. False doctrines are evidenced by this. Listen to Hosea chapter 11, verse 2 says, Ephraim has encircled me with lies, and the house of Yasharal with deceit. But Judah still walks with Yahuwah, even with the Holy One who is faithful. Now, false doctrine means to encircle. We encircle the notion and the knowledge of the Father with lies. And false doctrine is always about that. And I know that in many instances, people don't look at it that way, but that is what it is. Murutimraga?
Yes. In these days that we are, we are no more Ephraim, we are no more Judah. However, the truth remains. When Yudeva there was speaking concerning Ephraim and Judah, the way they were conducting themselves, it was because he had given them his true doctrine. And what did they do? They chose to do things differently. There when he's speaking to Ephraim, Ephraim, because they had a problem with going to the temple in Jerusalem, that their people will be aligned with Judah. They started to have altars which they built at Beersheba and also up in the land of Dan, so that they can worship there. Now, this was departing completely from what Yudeva they had said. He had said the place which he had marked for his people to come and worship him at was Jerusalem. So immediately they are going there pretending that they are worshiping Yudeva. They are surrounding him with their lies because that is their own decision to go and worship in these places, even like Samaria, where he had never said they should go and worship in there. Take that picture, bring it to today. Because when I opened up, I read from Isaiah chapter 2, which was showing us that when the Messiah has come, which my brother Sam explained him out briefly, the Messiah, when he has come, he will open the door for even us who were not of the 12 tribes. There are many scriptures in the, what you call now, the fresh covenant writings, which make it clear that the interpretation has been made by the Messiah and the apostles themselves, that Yeshua had come to bring light even to us of the nations. Now, here is the matter. when we follow in the footsteps of Ephraim and the others, we are following in the very thing which Yudhavade the father was finding fault with them about, lies. We are also employing lies today. The way we do things, there's an example which Pastor Sam raised of people later on coming back and saying, hey, we were wrong. We taught this way and that way, but that was not right. Now, if you look at it, how did they come to teach that way? They came to teach that way because there was a certain motive. And if we are following what we are taught, the sound words of Jesus Christ and the apostles, we must always check our motives. Why are we doing something? Are we doing it because we want to please the Father? Because like you said earlier on, we are fellowshipping with him. What does the Messiah say? He says, my sheep hear my voice. We should be hearing his voice. And what did the Father say? The Father said, listen to him. And if we are listening to him, we will not deliberately for many years teach something just because we have got our own motives. Mm. Because what we are doing when we do something like that, we are surrounding the Father with our lives. The same way that Ephraim them were doing it. And in these days, let's look at these incidences of false doctrine where we are departing from the sound words of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. Thank you so much for that. Send us your WhatsApp. It's 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say. An introduction into what false doctrines are even all about these days.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. And of course, that one of Corey Allison. Corey Allison, you know, the very aspect and notion of some Christian people saying Sunday is now Saturday is now Sunday. I don't know, man, as to why they say that, you know. But many people confuse the Sabbath, I know. But when people say Saturday is now Sunday, really should check their intention and check maybe their state of context as to why would they say what they say. Send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, here's this one. Jesso Undikan says, good evening, my brother Ray and your guests. Glory be to God for the topic, my brother. We give him all the glory, all the time, I should tell you, sir. We do. We shall never make the mistake of not giving him the glory. Is it true that when we give tithes and offerings, we are borrowing God and that he will pay back with interest when we need that money? According to how much you have given, isn't God the owner of silver and gold? How then that we borrow him money? Shalom. Ish. Yeah, Pastor Sam. Things that are happening. It's false doctrines, and people have to ask this. I mean, the question by Corey Alliston is a valid question. It's a very valid question.
Very, very valid.
Yes. Say, hey, now they're calling Sunday, Saturday, Sunday. And then now here is Jason Dickens saying, hey, they say when we tithe, we are borrowing God money and that he will pay back with interest. Check this out. Mm. When we need that money, it means if I give him money and borrow him money today and I happen to need it on Friday, it will come with interest. Don't I sound like a Mashone Samurai? I sound like, you know. And of course, then it says, according to how much you have given, Isn't God the owner of silver and gold and all that? Now, let me read a verse that pertains to false doctrine. There are, in instances, now, look into this, Psalms chapter 50, verse 16 says, but to the wicked, Yahuwah says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth? False doctrines are just formalisms, and they don't speak with the unction of the Father to speak even the word that they are purporting to be preaching. And that is why we find things like this being spoken, Pastor Sam.
Yeah, exactly. This is very sad to see what is happening. You know, these questions that come in, it's been asked to us, when you give money to God, are you borrowing that money to God so it may be pay you with interest? And we see these type of teachings being given in our churches. It sounds okay. It sounds spiritual, especially when somebody comes like example, because here we're taking an example, someone saying that he heard from the Father or from God. God speaking to him that people must bring, must offer an amount of 10,000 rand, not more, not less. You get the picture. Mm. That if you don't bring 9,000, you don't bring 11,000, but only 10,000. What does that mean? It's biased already, because at that particular moment, you are pushing people to take it as serious as really the Father has spoken. Because there people become too spiritual. Say, hey, he said 10,000. That means if I give 10,000, there must be a reward. Or actually, there must be, something that will come out of it. And people are using those type of, proclamation to make it sound God involved into the matter. Mm. While he's not involved, it's just some from the person. And then they go further by saying, you know, if you don't give, don't feel bad. Because the Lord has said he needs only 10,000 each. That don't feel bad. You know, already people say, okay, that means next time I must fight to have 10,000 maybe, but I may also get a blessing. And they say, okay, now you offer, don't lift up your hand. You just offer. These are the bank details. I'm not asking you to come in front, but just you do it yourself. And then after sometimes. Those who have given, because you've seen people maybe doing those gestures by tapping on their phones, then you say, no, can you come in front? I'm going to pray for you. Now, the question is, if God has spoken, if the Father has spoken that people give, let them do it in secret. Mm. And you are not even supposed to give an amount. Mm. Supposed to say, let people give generously. Mm. And that's it. We stop there. Now, whenever you come and say, the Lord has said we need to give a 1,000 rand. And people give and give. I say, no, I hear in my spirit is saying that even those who have 800, they can also give. That's a lie. These are what we call half-truth, kind of. They are bringing something that sounds spiritual, but what is has nothing to do with Elohim. Hmm. And they will put Elohim in the equation so that everyone may fear that if I don't do anything, then I won't receive. Now, I've come to learn and understand that when it comes to the matter of giving and receiving, I believe somehow, somewhere, people are kind of being mistaken. I'll read the verse that maybe might help us. In the book of Ecclesiastes 2, verse 26, it has been taught in many places in a very complicated way, but I want us to read it in my own way, the way I understand it. Mm. Now, the Bible says, "For to the person who pleases him, the Father, he gives him wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and collecting, so that he may give to the one who pleases the Father." Mm. This is to vanity and so on and so forth. Now, I'm interested in the three things that the Father gives to the one that pleases him. He says he gives them wisdom, he gives them what? Knowledge, and he gives them joy. These qualities are not kind of a static or are not kind of, I mean, qualities that you might just have and sit and fold your hands. These qualities makes you work. You cannot have wisdom and you sit. You cannot have knowledge and you sit. You cannot have the joy of the Lord and you sit. No, it does not make sense. And it's anyone who has the wisdom and the knowledge and the joy must be working so that when opportunity meet him, he will find a way of producing. But not that you sit home and waiting for the other people to work for you. And today there are some Christians saying, no, we will go and pray. We will pray and pray. These unbelievers will bring, they will bring riches to us. We'll wait for too long. They will never bring anything. These are things that people sometimes don't get it right.
I hear you quite well. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests, and the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the name which is above all, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, what is a false doctrine? Ziyini izimfundiso zamanga. A doctrine is a set of beliefs. The word comes from the Latin doctor for teacher. A doctrine is the teachings of a school, religion, or political group. False doctrine is any idea that contradicts, adds to, take away from, or nullifies the teachings of the Bible. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6. Ungenezeli emazwini ake, funa akusole, ufunyanwe ungumqambi manga. False doctrine originates with humans or demons. It is not Bible-based, marked by its worldly origin. False doctrine is inconsistent with some parts of Scripture. There is sameness or familiarity to true doctrine and a strangeness to false doctrine. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. Ningadukiswa izimfundiso eziyinhlobonhlobo nezingaziwayo ngokuba kuhle ukuba inhliziyo iqiniswe ngomusa kungabi ngokudla abangasizakalanga ngakho. Many false teachers isolate verses or ideas that cannot withstand the scrutiny of the whole Bible. False doctrine stand against the doctrine of Jesus Christ, denying that Jesus was born a virgin. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Teachers of false doctrine may appear to have a great deal of learning and theological knowledge. Anything taught that is not found in the Word of God. False doctrine often teaches rebellion. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness. Matthew chapter 15, verse 9. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. It is our solemn responsibility to examine all teaching to determine if it is consistent with the Bible's direct instructions or principles. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. We can read also 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. False doctrine leads to spiritual weakness. We can also read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. It makes spiritually unhealthy, immature, ignorant Christians
test of godly living. False doctrine leads to ungodly living. It weakens people by training them to live in a way that disowns God. Sound doctrine is profitable in teaching us as we ought to live. It equips us to do those things that are good for others, and that brings honor and glory to our God. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mabongane. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you so much, sir. Right, let's see this. We will also read another one just after this jiffy, just before we close.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit, ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-Open View 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Here's a message from Mrs. Robertson, that is Robertson, that is via WhatsApp, says, my elder, there are too much gospel scavengers who are here to eat from the poor human beings who don't know what to study, who don't want to study the word of God diligently, always twisting the scriptures to suit their own hearts. It's the same about Sabbath. It's a day that's sanctified for worship, nothing else. But people are deceived. But it's clear in the Bible. Let us study and pray, people. This is from Mrs. Robertson from Blegory. Is it? Oh, from Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. I said Blegory. No, it's from Bulawayo. I see that abbreviation. B-L-W-Y. That is Bulawayo in Zim. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life. It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Lucky.
Angibingelele Pastor Ray Rihodli, ngibingelele nesihambeli sakho bafundisi. Nayithinta indaba yema false doctrine nowadays, sibahambisa imali kakhulu, sibahambisa imali. Jesus elabuya agoqa, sibahambisa imali kakhulu. Hayi, bahambisa imali. Unjingisa le ndoda yabona le vangeli manje alisekho kahle, ngoba sekunjengamuntu oyi-one kuphela. Ya, thina abanye sala simpofu. Ngixolisa kakhulu ngesintu, Pastor Rehodli bafethu. Hayi, uNkulunkulu asalabuye baba. Ngila emelo eduzane Standard 20 o'clock khona, umfundisi Radebe. Good night.
Lucky, thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you. May the Father bless you so much. We really appreciate. Right, and of course, let's get to the concluding remarks, just in short, after this.
Our family is and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Right, Murithi Muraka, let me start with you. Just the conclusion of the introduction. I think you are halfway your introduction. Just to conclude, let me give you 2 minutes. What say you finally?
Yeah, in conclusion, I'm going to give two examples. One of true doctrine, one of false doctrine. The one of true doctrine is Yeshua HaMashiach himself. According to Numbers chapter 15 from verse 37 to verse 41, the Torah had said, every man in Israel, on their garment, the corners of the garment, must have tassels with a blue thread. And it was to make sure that they remember the commandments to do them and follow what their eyes and their hearts are leading them to.
Mm. Mm.
We see a woman touching that hem of his garment and being healed. A wrong doctrine, which he said, beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees.
Mm.
In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8 to 9, the Lord had said, they must put commandments in frontlets, which they put between their eyes and on their hands, in addition to what they do to their garments. Listen to what Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 23, verse 5, concerning the Pharisees. But all their works they do to be seen by human beings. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. God had said they should do those things for them to remember his commandment. What did they do? They make them big and elaborate to boast to people, to make a show of. Today we have those kind of things.
It is quite sad that we see those kinds of things really coming across. Now, let me bring this to you, Pastor Sam. You check this, just this one. False doctrine, it's evident in many, many instances. First John chapter 3, verses 8, it says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." And we see here, the love is not in deed and in truth, it's just word and in tongue. People are suffering in these. Take your 2 minutes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. My final remark will be, people can try to argue, as I said in the beginning, that based on their understanding of the word. And Muruti Mraka says something very important that I mentioned as well. The Messiah is the light. He has come to give us light. He has come to illuminate us. He has come to make us to see clearly the word and understand him. Because the understanding of him will make us to continue in a proper line and continue in a sound doctrine. But the misunderstanding of him will make us believe what we're not supposed to believe. Now, when you read the Bible, the truth of the matter is we have to be very careful to understand the context in which whatever scripture has been written and to which audience that scripture was written and was actually speaking to, and what was the message conveying to that, audience. And at the end of the day, if that message is to pertain to us, you know, that message will come to us with the light of the Messiah. It's the Messiah who is going to clarify and make us understand the word. So there may not be any confusion. Because today what you're seeing is there are too many confusion because everyone wants to teach his own things. Everyone wants to say what feels good to him. You can come up in any teachings today based on your interest, based on what you want to achieve. You can bring up something and say, the Lord has spoken to me, or that's what the Lord is saying. And for us, we need to be very careful. That's why I will go back again by saying we need to really meditate the word. We really need to ponder the word. And wherever we stuck, the Holy Spirit is well placed to enlighten us so that we may not be confused.
All right. Thank you so much to both of you. Muruti Mraka, thank you. I appreciate. Thank you. This brief moment, sir.
We thank the Lord, my brother. We also appreciate you. Pastor Sam, as well as the listeners and contributors, and may your families stay blessed in
Hallelujah.
The Messiah.
Hallelujah. Same to you, Muruti. And Pastor Sam, thank you so much. We appreciate for this brief moment.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this wonderful time. You know, it's always like this. It keeps us to have that thirst and be able to come back again. And I want to say thank you very much to you and to Muruti Mraka, and blessings to your families.
You too, Muruti. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
How's again? We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We shall never make a mistake of not giving him the glory. It's not our knowledge. Hallelujah. It is his knowledge. It is his spirit. It is his truth. It is his way. It is his ways. And it is his revelations. It is his shows. Mm-hmm. He continues to show us. Have a great and powerful night. And of course, coming up next, it is Dr. Mavunda.
Strengthening faith, one broadcast at a time. Openview 607, DSTV 882, and radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.